Did you see Big Play Slay back here? Wow.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody? It's a snowy Friday, March the 10th, and a Saturday, March 11th. It's Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team indeed every day. Matt Derry with you. Thanks for checking us out, making us your first listen. It's a Friday edition of the podcast. We have a busy show today. Some news on one of the Lions' veteran backup offensive linemen. It appears that the Lions are cutting bait with. We'll talk about that momentarily on the show. Also, I never got to something earlier in the week that I've got to bring up about Jameson Williams and Twitter. I'll do that coming up momentarily, but I got to start, and we will start, with this Darius Slay news, which I think is absolutely crazy. We'll do that and all of that today here on Locked On Lions. Again, Matt Derry with you. Hope everybody is safe and doing all right. We had a little snow earlier today. Of course, you can follow us and find us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Go to LockedOnLions.com. You want to go right to the podcast, and also, for those of you watching on YouTube, the Locked On Lions YouTube channel, thanks for checking us out, subscribing. We've got over 4,100 subscribers commenting every day. We appreciate you taking the time to check us out there. I was stunned earlier today. Diana Russini from ESPN, who I used to follow on Twitter and I don't anymore, but she put out a report this morning that the Philadelphia Eagles have granted a Darius Slay request to let him go out and find a trade. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Darius Slay is going to be available? Darius Slay is on the last year of his contract. He's going to be paid $17 million this season. There were a lot of rumors over the past few weeks about the Eagles interviewing Matt Patricia to be an assistant coach somewhere. Slay, of course, hates Patricia. That story hasn't gone away in years. It's still brought up today after 3 or 4 years. Slay and Matt Patricia. And so there was speculation earlier today that, wow, it's so bad between Darius Slay and Philly that Slay wants out and has asked for a trade. So Diana Russini from ESPN reporting that he wants to be traded, and the Eagles have told him and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, to go, you know, seek it out, look for it, etc., which is sometimes what teams do. Again, I was stunned. Now there are reports, Albert Breer among others, saying, no, that's not 100% true. Darius Slay is unhappy with his contract. He wants an extension because this is the last year of his deal. He doesn't want to go into the next season on a one-year contract. But no, the reports aren't true that he's asking to be traded. There are various reports out there about this Slay situation. Well, if you listen to this podcast or you watch us, you know this about me. I'm of the belief that when there's smoke, there's fire. All right? Somebody's unhappy. Darius Slay wants a new deal. Brandon Graham just got a new one-year deal, the Pride of Detroit, with the Eagles. He's coming back. Philly has had a lot of turnover over the past few weeks, whether it be some players that are likely going, like Javon Hargrave, the assistant coaches that are out, Jonathan Gannon, who was the defensive coordinator, leaving to become the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. But it does appear that Darius Slay does not want to be playing on a one-year deal. If he's going to be traded, I'm not 100% buying that, but the report is out there. Well, I got to bring it up, right? What do the Detroit Lions need? They need a cornerback. They need cornerbacks, multiple. Right now, if you look at the roster, because Will Harris is a free agent, Mike Hughes is a free agent, Amani Oruwariye is a free agent, and he's not coming back. It's basically Chase Lucas, Jeffrey Okuda, and Jerry Jacobs. There's not a lot of depth right now at that cornerback spot. If Fiatu Melifonwu could move back there, you never know. But what do the Lions need? They need corners. And we've talked about the Jalen Ramsey trade and the rumors about that with the Rams, et cetera. And I told you, I don't love Jalen Ramsey's attitude a lot of times. I don't know how he would be in this locker room and if he fits kind of the feel-good, positive culture that the Lions have. Plus, he was getting up there in age. He's like 28, 29. Darius Slay is 32. Would I take Darius Slay on the Lions right now? You damn right I would. Right here, right now, that is one of the best corners in the league. Still, Darius Slay is excellent. He spent 7 years in Detroit. They ran him out of town. Bob Quinn traded him. And all he's done, you know, since going over to Philadelphia is won a lot of football games and become a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro player. Now, he was a Pro Bowler twice with the Lions, and he was an All-Pro, what, in 2019? I love Darius Slay. I'm a big, big play Slay fan. So if you're here to tell me right now, would you trade for Darius Slay? The answer is yes. Yes. You're at the precipice of something here. What did we talk about yesterday on the show? The NFC North is there for the taking. It's wide open. The Vikings are cutting players left and right. The Bears stink. The Packers are about to lose Aaron Rodgers to the Jets and going with Jordan Love. We don't have any idea if Jordan Love can play. But would you add Darius Slay and bring him home? Yes, he loved it here. The only reason he wanted to leave here was because of Matt Patricia. He toughed it out after Patricia called him out that first year when Patricia got the job, and there's those reports and those stories about how Matt Patricia basically just embarrassed Slay in front of the whole team and accused him of doing some, you know, he didn't say it this way, but he made some sexually derogatory statements about Slay with other cornerbacks when they worked out over the summer. I mean, it was awful. How he was treated was awful. Now, was Darius Slay always squeaky clean and always positive? And though there were some tweets and there were some other things, sure. But he really liked being here. And the Lions need cornerbacks. Could they sign Jamel Dean in free agency and not spend $17 million and get a younger guy for $14 million? That's possible. Could they trade for Jalen Ramsey? Could they draft a corner at six? Absolutely. But I'd bring Darius Slay back here right now. And I'd give him a long-term deal. Why not? Lions right now are $23 million under the cap. They can get maneuver some things to get more under the cap, and you're bringing in a veteran player that at 32 has not missed a beat. He hasn't. He's continuing to play at a very high level despite his age. No, I'm not giving him a four-year deal, but I'd love to see him back. I just think he's a really good football player. Never quit on his team like Jalen Ramsey did in Jacksonville. Always seems to be one of the better players in the league. Still has the speed. Still has the ball skills. Would he come back? I don't know. But I find this very intriguing. So we'll see about all this. It appears that one of the Lions' depth players on the offensive line is not coming back. There's a chance he could, but doesn't look good. I'll explain that coming up next. But first, if you're looking for a delicious treat, you know, all of the fat and the calories, you got to try Built Bar. They're the best, all right? Every single morning I get up, I have a Built Bar, whether it's cookies and cream, salted caramel. Sometimes I get the Built Puffs, those marshmallow treats. Those are only 130, 140, 150 calories. The churro ones are fantastic. And you can get them at Built.com. You put in Locked15 and you get 15% off your order. But the great thing about Built Bars is they're not a regular protein bar. They taste good. They taste like a candy bar. And again, covered in 100% real chocolate. There's only 130 calories in these things, 4 grams of sugar, and a whopping 17 grams of protein. Go to Walmart today. They got Built Bars. Close to Sam's Club. Run in and get a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter, and churro. I saw them at Sam's Club the other day, and I bought a box myself. You can thank me later. Again, Built Bars at Built.com or at Walmart and Sam's Club. Friday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Hope everybody is doing well. I spent the morning today working, and then I took about a 20-minute break to watch the Adrian Red Autry press conference. Red is his nickname. That is a former point guard at Syracuse when I was there in the mid-90s, and now the new head coach, as Jim Boeheim has stepped down and retired, and Red's getting the job. So I got to give a shout-out to my man, Adrian Autry. First time I ever heard the classic rap song, Mind Playing Tricks on Me by Ghetto Boys, was in Adrian Autry's car in the fall of 1991. Swear to God. What a great song. I sit alone in my four-corner room staring at candles. If you don't know that song, check it out. All right, Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network reporting this afternoon that the Detroit Lions are not going to tender a contract to soon-to-be free agent Matt Nelson. So he's going to become an unrestricted free agent. Nelson, of course, has been the kind of a swing tackle, left tackle, right tackle, backup for the last few years when they go jumbo and they put six offensive linemen in the game. A lot of times they use Matt Nelson. So it appears that the Lions are going to let him walk and look for other depth along that offensive line. Matt Nelson was fine. He was a fill-in, never was a starter. When he did start games, when there were injuries to Decker and others over the past few years at tackle, he was serviceable at best. Now, this does not mean that when you non-tender a player that he's gone, he could come back on a smaller deal. But it appears that the Lions are going to let Matt Nelson walk. Now, again, Evan Brown's a free agent. Halapulavati Vaitai, at least right now, is still on the roster. Could be a cap casualty. Tommy Kramer is a restricted free agent. I think the Lions could bring him back. But they're going to need to add some offensive linemen in free agency and maybe even in the draft. We've talked about it numerous times here, about getting a right guard here, especially if Vaitai is gone. Now, Vaitai is right now is still here. But you got to figure that the Lions are going to add some depth on the offensive line at some point here coming up, maybe Monday when free agency starts, or maybe late in free agency and also in the draft as well. That's the one thing, though, when you talk about the Lions that you are really feeling good about is those four starters. Look, Hal Vaitai can play, all right? He was pretty good 2 years ago at right guard. Again, expensive, and if they cut him, they'll save $6.5 million, but if you bring Vaitai back, if they like him, I wouldn't have an issue with it. And you put him next to Sewell and Ragnow, Jonah Jackson on the other side, who's free agent after this year at left guard, and Taylor Decker. That's just where you win. You know, we could sit here and talk about the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers and this player going here and that player going here. If you have a solid and steady offensive line, and you look at what the Kansas City Chiefs did to that Eagles D line in the Super Bowl, how they dominated up front, that's still where you win. So the Lions got lucky this past year in their 9-win season that mostly the offensive line was healthy. Other than Vaitai being lost for the year, you got all you could get out of Sewell. Ragnow pretty much played every game, I think, or close to it. Jonah Jackson maybe missed a game or two. Taylor Decker was very serviceable and solid and available. What's that old saying? Your best ability is availability. Keeping that offensive line intact is so important. And Hank Fraley's back, the Lions O-line coach, and he's fantastic. All right, I didn't really want to do this, but I'm going to. It's a Friday show. We're having a little fun. I'm going to try to keep this as light as I can. But Jameson Williams has been in the news again. And I didn't really touch on it earlier in the week, but I'll do it today. And we'll do that next. All right, so this came to my attention a couple of days ago. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, but there was all these rumors about Lamar Jackson to the Lions and how Vegas, Bet Online in Vegas, had odds that the Lamar Jackson's best landing spot or most likely landing spot was going to be Detroit at 3-1 odds, which is outrageous. Lamar Jackson's not coming here, all right? And I know that that can become a topic anytime a good player becomes available, and it sounds like the Ravens have no interest in him, although they threw that kind of unprotected tag on him, other teams can negotiate with Lamar Jackson starting on Monday. But there was that notion that, hey, maybe the Lions should take a look at him and then trade Goff. And I said, that's ridiculous. But there was a tweet on Monday, I believe it was from Woodward Sports, that had a picture of Lamar Jackson in a Lions uniform. And it kind of said, oh, would you want Lamar Jackson here? I mean, they're doing their job. They're drumming up business for their site and everything else. And you look at the likes on the tweet, and one of the players that liked that tweet, or just one of the people that liked that tweet, was Jameson Williams of the Lions, the wide receiver. And, you know, we have talked about on this program before that Brad Holmes has called out Jameson Williams not once but twice, sort of publicly, said something about, hey, we got to do better with accountability with him on both sides. Jameson's got to put the work in. Said it in his post-game presser or postseason presser, and he brought it up at the combine a couple of weeks ago, too, about Jameson Williams. Earning, you know, we love him, he's dedicated, but there's got to be some accountability on both sides. And I told you that I've talked to some people in the organization, and they've said the same thing. They're not getting rid of Jameson Williams. They're not cutting him, they're not trading him, they're not giving up on him. He's a young player, he's 21, 22 years old. They moved up in the first round to get him last year for a reason. But there's also a reason why when he was deemed healthy and put out on the field, he barely played. He caught one pass the whole year. It was a touchdown, caught one pass. And they ran him on a reverse once. Didn't get a lot of burn. Because guys like Josh Reynolds, Khalif Raymond, who were above him, obviously Amon-Ra St. Brown and DJ Chark were going to play. But Raymond and Reynolds, heck, even Tom Kennedy and some others, got more snaps than J-Mo because I don't think the coaches thought he was earning opportunities yet in practice. Why is Jameson Williams liking a tweet that is a picture of Lamar Jackson in a Lions uniform? Again, that's just a stupid move. Jameson, your quarterback is Jared Goff. I don't know if you have any chemistry with him. Maybe you don't like him. I don't know. Don't do that on your social media. Why would you like a tweet that's talking about Lamar Jackson coming to Detroit? You shouldn't like that publicly. You hit the like button for something like that. It gets idiots like me talking. And people go, oh, Jameson Williams liked the tweet. He's on board for Lamar coming to Detroit. But your quarterback is Jared Goff, who had a Pro Bowl season. You shouldn't be liking tweets talking about other quarterbacks coming to your town. You want to be working with the guy the Lions have faith in. And oh, by the way, have under contract for this year and next year. Maybe it's just an immature kid that hit a like button. Maybe somebody will get to him with the organization. But it's little things like this that I'm talking about that concern me a little bit. Again, I hope he grows up. I hope he has a great year. I'm expecting big things. Brad Holmes said the same thing. But then you see something like that. You didn't see any other play. You didn't see Jamal Williams liking that tweet or DeAndre Swift or St. Brown or Brock Wright or any of the offensive linemen. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. Some of you are probably going, you just did. Just bringing it up. Hopefully this kid has a great offseason. And we're not even talking about it. All right, next week, free agency starts where you can talk to players on Monday. We know a lot of things are going to leak out, like agreed in principle. They're discussing. Monday is going to be busy. So we are ready for it right here on Locked On Lions. We will see you next week.